The latest person charged with corruption in D.C. is an assistant treasurer for Mayor Vince Gray's 2010 campaign. Thomas Gore is accused of making straw donations to another candidate and destroying evidence connected to those contributions. A criminal information's been filed against him. These are the very first charges in a more than year-long federal investigation into Gray's campaign.
And joining us live to talk more about it, the D.C. politics reporter for The Washington Post, Nikita Stewart. Nikita, the first charges, but I'm taking it probably not the last.
Yeah, we don't think so. We think this is just the beginning of the federal authorities digging into and finally prosecuting in the case of Mayor Vincent C. Gray's 2010 mayoral campaign.
Now, Mayor Gray has deferred all the comments on this to his attorney, who says it's an ongoing investigation. They're not making any statements. But you talk to a lot of people. They've got to be a little worried.
Lots of people are worried. They've been worried before this day came. Everyone was expecting something to happen in May of this year. It's interesting that it is Thomas Gore, who was pretty low-key. He took a background role in the Gray campaign in 2010. In the past, he has been the named treasurer. This time, he took a back seat to avoid a conflict of interest because of some city funding that a nonprofit he was involved in had received. But everyone, you know, knew that he was the treasurer, and he was the one who handled all the finances for the Gray campaign.
Yeah, it certainly isn't a name we've heard much of as this investigation has been ongoing. But from what you've been able to learn, how did the investigation begin to point toward Thomas Gore?
Well, in October of last year, I wrote a story about the grand jury investigation into the campaign. And in that story, at the very end, I talked about Gore and how federal investigators had begun to talk to him. And they started talking to him mostly because of Howard Brooks, who was a campaign aide to the mayor, and he is the one who allegedly gave payments to Suleiman Brown, the former mayoral candidate who claimed he was paid and promised a city job for verbally attacking then-Mayor Fenty in 2010.
All right. Thank you so much, Nikita. Obviously, we'll be talking to you about this one again.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Nikita Stewart, D.C. politics reporter for The Washington Post.